This message could be called a lesson in obedience. It's so easy to get diverted when writing things like these daily messages. There's always the danger of getting engrossed in the need to prepare them and forget who they are all about. His Majesty. Him. Oswald Chambers it was who said that the greatest threat to your intimacy with God is your work for him. Anyone in Christian ministry will know that is so the case. By his grace, I know what it means to leave first love, the warning he gave in Revelation to the church at Ephesus. She was commended for her hard work and her patience, but corrected because she'd left her first love. For me, it happened like this. Some months after we'd acquired a residential facility for renewal and healing, I dived deep into the work. It was not unusual for me to start at 10 o'clock and still be going 12 hours later. I'd probably still be there with my head down and nose to the grindstone had not the Lord called a very abrupt halt to the proceedings. When something like that happens, we really need to know and understand his ways. Anything, I mean anything, particularly good things that take our attention and focus away from him, he will remove from our lives. He is life's summum bonum, and he has ways of teaching us this. In my particular instance, I had a diary full of appointments 3 months ahead when he told me one morning to stop immediately. Cancel everything and take 21 days out. I was not popular with those who had the appointments, but then I wasn't called to win a popularity contest, as he'd already told me. I did it in obedience and took myself off to the house of a friend in Devon who was away for a few days. On the first day of the retreat, for that was what I subsequently discovered it was, I was browsing idly in a charity shop, asking my heart why I was there, when I pulled out a sweatshirt. Emblazoned across the front were the words, First Love. Immediately I knew why I had to cancel everything. I'd got my eyes off of him and onto the needs of the people. They had become more important than my relationship with him. Needs, for those of you in ministry, will never go away. They will always be with you like the poor, and the good is the enemy of the best. The best was my pursuit of him. What I discovered was that it's from my place of intimacy with him the ministry flows. When I put him first, everything else trots along behind. I've never forgotten the lesson. He requires my unshared love and attention before anything and everything else. As a result, I must ensure that my inner compass is set on true north at all times. I ensure that I put him first before the needs of the people. And following the Master, I only do what I see the Father doing and only say what he is saying. That could come as a piece of inconvenient enlightenment to some. It's called radical obedience and total dependency. Radical obedience plus total dependency equals a place of abiding. When we follow the Maker's instructions, loving him first with all our heart, soul, mind and strength, then we find we are about ready to love our neighbour, but not before. It has to be the right way up. Love the Lord, then your neighbour, and then everything else falls into place. You know what's coming? How's it working out for you?